Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, February 13th. Last night in Beaver County, residents upset a police chief accused of stealing wages and threatening officers has not been fired yet. Showed up at the Ambridge Council meeting.
You need to fire Jimmy Mann for what he did to them and a lot of other people in this borough.
It was standing room only, including a dozen or so Ambridge police officers. Mann was charged with crimes last summer and has since been on unpaid suspension. He's also under investigation on several sexual harassment complaints. No word from council or the borough solicitor last night on Mann's status. Two environmental groups will announce today lawsuits in response to air pollution from U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller has that.
They'll be doing so standing inside the Allegheny County Courthouse at 11 this morning. And that is just the beginning. The Allegheny Health Department, they say they want the power to cut the cord at the facility, the Coke Works in Clairton, because they say it's pumping out too much pollution. But the people who run the United Steelworkers Local and who work at the Clairton Coke Works said they can't shut the plant down because they believe that the plant is vital to the economy. And also, they say several other facilities nearby rely on it.
The groups making the announcement are Penn Environment and the Clean Air Council. By a vote of 5-2, the City Planning Commission has approved a controversial plan for a 9-story retail and office building where low-income housing once stood in East Liberty. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio has that.
It's been a legal and political battle for more than 3 years. With the vote, developer Lawrence Scumberg hopes to break ground in August on his Penley Park project. Again, some residents spoke against the deal, saying affordable housing is needed more. Scumberg agrees and said they're to be commended.
What they are not taking into account here is that our development is part of the cure for the problem.
More than $2 million in tax revenue from the project is to go into affordable housing in East Liberty.
I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.